On the eve of the Nevada caucuses, Mitt Romney is holding a double-digit lead over Newt Gingrich, 45-25 in the latest poll that we have here. Now, Ron Paul skipped the Florida primary to focus on Nevada. He's a distant fourth with 9%, and it's raising some questions about his strategy. Paul is pinning his hopes on states like Nevada. These caucus states, Colorado, Minnesota, Maine, and Washington, and delegates are awarded proportionally in those states, the ones that are primary states. There are 28 delegates up for grabs tomorrow, and while Paul's approach may not be enough to help him win the nomination, he told Piers Morgan today he is not giving up.
A lot of the candidates are coming and going. You know, they come in, they peek out, and all of a sudden they're gone. And we did have nine. We're down to four right now. The one thing characteristic of our campaign is its steady growth.
All right, but is that growth large enough to stay in the race? And if it isn't, who will his supporters back? Because they are really, really passionate. Leslie Sanchez is a Republican strategist. Brian Doherty is the author of the upcoming book, Ron Paul's Revolution, The Man and the Movement He Inspired. And he truly has inspired a movement. Let's start by looking at the delegate count, though, Leslie. Mitt Romney right now, 85 delegates. Newt Gingrich, 27. Paul in third with 10 delegates. And I know he's making this bet on caucus states where he does well and places where he gets proportional awarding of the delegates. But, you know, even if he wins all of those states he wants to win, it's around 160 delegates out of the 1,144 he needs.
No doubt about that, but let's not discount exactly what you talked about, the passion, the momentum. It's a transformational election, especially for the people involved. But if you really look at the Ron Paul voters, these are disaffected voters, and that's a really important thing. They didn't like the system to begin with anyway. So in many ways, it's more theoretical than it is political. You did not see these individuals as state party chairmen, precinct captains that were moving up the ranks within the political system. And I honestly believe they're following the momentum of Ron Paul. When he moves on, assuming he decided to fall behind who the eventual GOP nominee is, there's no guarantee that those voters are going to go with him.
But let me ask you that question, Brian, because there is passion. You know, I was at the University of North Florida in Jacksonville, and the Ron Paul supporters, they're so passionate. Up in Manchester, New Hampshire, on the street, they're young and they really care. When you put the question to them, if not your guy, then who? They go, I'm out. Or I'm going to write him in. You know, they don't say, okay, I'll go behind the eventual nominee like a traditional or older voter might do. So where do these voters go, if not Ron Paul?
What you're pointing out, I think, is the very reason that the Republican Party needs to basically be nicer to Ron Paul than they were last time if Ron Paul doesn't end up being the nominee. Because what you pointed out is exactly true. Ron Paul people are not from some other part of the Republican Party. They're
right.
People largely drawn from that unsung near majority of Americans, the 40-50% who don't vote at all, even in most presidential elections, and that's probably where most of them will go again. But if the Republican Party shows respect for them, for Ron Paul's ideas, and for Ron Paul's people, I think they will start to have the role in the Republican Party that the Goldwater kids in 1960 did, the people who seemed like weirdo outsiders, radically anti-state, but they're going to shape the future of the party
right.
if the party doesn't drive them away.
And you know what's interesting? You know, I talking to Newt Gingrich about right in South Carolina, he told me, I'm trying to find a very special role for Ron Paul. I don't know if he wasn't really implying VP, but something to bring Ron Paul in. And obviously Mitt Romney, now there's reports that Mitt Romney's wife and Ron Paul's wife have become friendly, and the Washington Post is reporting that the two campaigns are coordinating things like when they appear in the press. So what if anything, Brian, would get Ron Paul on board if Mitt Romney ends up being the nominee with a Mitt Romney? Is there anything, or is that sort of antithetical to who he is, to being a movement, to saying things like end the Fed?
If Ron Paul is not the candidate, I'd be very surprised to see him actually endorse Mitt Romney. But there's a level at which he might not go after him as much as others, because Mitt Romney is not going to come around on Ron Paul's core foreign policy issues. He may come around a bit on the Federal Reserve stuff. He may become somewhat stronger on his statements of how much he'll cut spending. But I think Ron Paul would be seen as a bit of a sellout if he endorsed Mitt Romney without Mitt Romney actually becoming a lot more like Ron Paul, which is unlikely.
I think that's fair to say. All right. Thanks very much to both of you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
We'll see what happens in Nevada.